Sulphur Springs School Superintendent Michael Lamb gave the school board good news on student enrollment during a meeting Monday night. During his comments, you'll hear Board President Don Sapaw ask him the reason for the increase in student numbers.
You know, the first 2 weeks we get attendance every day, and actually had a report at one time early on to kind of send you, but we were double counting DAP in high school for a little while, so we had to make some corrections before I shared it with you. But it's good news. If you'll look, before this year, the highest we've ever been, and this was the Tuesday after Labor Day, the same day for the last however many years. In 11-12, we had 4,298, which was the largest since 11-12 at 4,242. We're now at 4,365, a good 70 kids up, which I thought I saw something last spring that indicated about 70 kids worth of growth. That's good. We're growing, and that's a good thing. That's, as you know, that puts more money in our pot, and it's just a good thing to see that people are coming here to go to school. So I wanted you to be aware of that. See that when I first came and looked at the last 10 or 15 years, it was just a very steady, not much up, not much down, but to be up a good 70 students is encouraging.
Where did it come from?
Hard to say. It's really, you know, when I've seen this kind of growth in my past, you could clearly tell, for instance, there were new neighborhoods in town, $80,000, $100,000 homes. And all the growth was in the lower grade, starter families. This growth is still pretty, that's why it's almost unnoticeable. We say we have grades of roughly 300, but they're starting to be roughly 320. You know, particularly lower is junior and senior class or some of our smaller ones. So every time we knock a 250 off but pick a 320 up, we just continue to grow. So it's very still even. I'm curious, Lindale was a fast growth place, McKinney was a fast growth place. I kind of saw what neighborhoods did and how they did it. I was curious what the new apartments in town would do. And I think some of that has to do with, once again, when you have affordable housing for young families, it tends to bring young students in. So I'm thinking some of that came from the two new apartment complexes. Some of the building that's picking back up.
KSST News.